When did you know you had a triple or a double double?
I seen that 11 points on the thing, but I didn't know. That's
you,
all I
did. Do you know 13 rebounds? When did you find out?
After the game, they came to me and said, you got to have mass media because you had the double double. So that's how I found out.
It's like good news or bad news?
That I have media or that double double?
Either one, huh?
It's just good news.
I know you haven't been around for most of this. Y'all have the longest home winning streak of any active home winning streak of any Division I team. How much pride do y'all kind of take in that?
It's great. It's just a great feeling because you know your fans are going to be happy about that for sure. And just playing at home and winning at home is one of the best feelings ever.
Olivier, how fun was it? I mean, you get to play a lot, but you don't get to play with one of your classmates a lot. How fun was it to have all four freshmen out on the court together?
It was a lot of fun, but there was a lot of things we need to do a lot better.
Like what?
Like execute offense. We all need to know what we're doing at all times. But we always love playing with each other, and it's always a great feeling to play with each other. But when he does let us play with each other, we got to show him that we know what we're doing, because then we'll get to do it more. So
you got a 12-day break. Time to work on your game. What are you focused on?
You call it a break, but we got school we need to focus on, and we got basketball we need to get better at, and then we got to come back and get ready for Memphis.
How much are you looking forward to that opportunity? Obviously, Memphis has gotten a whole lot of hype during the offseason. So how much are you looking forward to the opportunity to test yourselves against them?
Yes, everybody on the team is excited, and we want to play that game. That's one of the biggest games we've all been looking forward to. Obviously, every single game we look forward to, but it's just a good amount of hype around that Memphis game.
Did you watch the Tennessee-Memphis game last year?
Yeah, I watched the highlights. The atmosphere was crazy, and that was at their gym. And I know Thompson Bowling Arena is going to be just as crazy, if not more crazy.
What's the most rebounds you've ever grabbed in a game?
No.
You don't know how many you grabbed?
No. You say what's the most?
Yeah, what's the most you've ever gotten? Do you remember?
A little shy of 20, like 18, 17. In high school, though, so it's very different.
Rick said you alone can change this team. What do you think when you hear that?
I mean, that is a great compliment to get, and I'm happy that he thinks of me that way, and I'm going to hope to live up to that, but at the end of the day, it's going to come down to us.
Last time we talked to you, we were talking about learning to play in space. How far along are you in that adjustment?
Taking steps. I took some good steps in the right way. Now it's just knowing when I need to actually move in that space or if I just need to go up over somebody, because sometimes I'll take a dribble when I didn't need to. Sometimes I won't dribble when I do need to. So I might be in the tight spaces like I'm supposed to be, but reading, I'm supposed to just rise up on somebody. And then understanding the fact that I can jump over people. Because sometimes I'll make the move, and then because I feel him on my side, I won't go up to score, which is a little bit of a high school thing. I should understand by now that if I jump, not a lot of people are going to jump with me.
What does it look like when you're locked in? When you're locked in as a rebounder, what does that look like? What does that feel like for you?
When I'm locked in as a rebounder, to be honest, it looks a little crazy because I'll just chase the ball. Like, if I see it, I'm hitting my guy and I'm gone. I'm going to get the ball. Like, when you see those me high flying for rebounds, and I might accidentally rip them from my teammates. That's the type of when I'm very locked in. It might be one of those times where both of us jump for it, and I'm just be like, no, I got it. Like, I'm here. That's when I'm, like, really trying to get the ball. Which, I mean, I'm not trying to steal the ball from my teammates.
Do you have a target number for rebounds, or are you just kind of going out there and just grabbing as many as you can?
I mean, obviously people talk about double-doubles and having 10 and 10, all this. But, I mean, sometimes it's going to be games. I'm not trying to make an excuse, but sometimes it's going to be games where I need to focus on boxing my man out. And then we've had games where guards go double-digit rebounds because – bigs have to worry about bigs. If they got a really big body, then sometimes I'm not going to be able to yet. I will be soon, but I won't be able to also hit them, keep them from getting the rebound and get the rebound. But that's great because our guards crash really well. So we do a great job of team rebounding. It's we all rebound.
Coach Barnes mentioned that once you learn the offense, it'll kind of come naturally for you. How much of a challenge is this offense to take in as a freshman?
The offense, it's simple. It might be hard when you look at it, but at the end of the day, it's simple. It's just basketball. It's just that there's a feel to it. There's a feel to it, and honestly, I am working on getting that feel to the offense. It's just if you keep moving the whole time and if you play hard, you're most likely going to be in the right place at the right time. But keeping moving and playing hard. This jump from high school to college, I'm working on it, and I know I will get it, but the offense isn't the hardest thing. It's just something you need to be locked in at all times, so you can't space out. So you just can't space out. That's the best I can say about that.